Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
We can get downstairs. Nick Hines been kind enough to join us. Nick, appreciate your time on K-Rock Football. Ian Cohen with you, along with Darren Berry, Tom Lonigan, and also Ben Casnelia. Happy to get away, as they say, with the 4 points. In the end, Saints did it really well over the top of the Dogs. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, thanks for having me, boys. Yeah, it was obviously a good win. Yeah, I felt like it was a good, consistent effort. We obviously dropped away in that first game in the first round, so that was a really big focus for us to come out and play a four-quarter effort, and I felt like we did that today.
It certainly was a four-quarter effort. You had plenty of contributors. Zach Jones has been doing plenty. Billings was really good as well. How did you see it?
Yeah, I think it was just a real consistent effort, especially from the mids. We knew that how much the Dogs prided themselves on the contestant ball, and I felt like our mids dominated in there, and rucks were brilliant, gave us first use, and we obviously finished in front of goal, which has been a bit of trouble for us in the past, so that was pleasing as well.
Nick, Darren Berry upstairs, how are you finding your feet at the Saints? I think that was your 12th game of AFL footy. 15 disposals for yourself today, got a goal. How are you handling things at this level?
Yeah, it was obviously good to play today. Been a long time since I last played, obviously with all the corona and that sort of stuff, but it was good to get dangerous around the forward line today, and hopefully I can get a bit more consistency coming up forward and continue to play some good games for the Saints.
Nick, we're really impressed with all of the recruits, to be honest. I thought Zach Jones was really good, but the one that I really enjoyed was Dan Butler up forward. He was busy, just that forward pressure. It was manic, you know, yourself and him and Loney and Gresham and these type of players. Is that a real focus when the ball hits the ground, the mosquito fleet, all the good sides just don't let it out? And Dan Butler did that well at Richmond. It seems that was something happening out there today.
Yeah, absolutely. Dan's a star player, especially at his high forward role, and he's been someone I've been learning off a lot. So, he's outstanding today. He's probably one of the best front centres I've ever seen at one stage. So, he hits a real speed, and he's a good one to learn off. And, try and pride ourselves on our pressure in the forward line, and we thought we picked it up after the first quarter, and, it was really good from us.
One more from me, Nick, with my St Kilda beanie on upstairs. Darren Berry speaking, mate. Paddy Ryder, I thought, was excellent in the ruck. Not so much for his possessions, but the way that he palmed the ball into the passage of the midfielders, I thought he was the dominant ruckman out there today. A wonderful inclusion of the Saints list.
Yeah, absolutely. He was outstanding today. I thought Rowan and Paddy together really wore English down towards the end of the game. And, Paddy gives really good follow-up as well. And especially of his age, he's still a superstar. And I love having him down forward as well. He gets the ball to ground for the smalls. And, he's just a freak athlete, really.
We are talking to Nick Hine from the St Kilda Footy Club for Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing or fun? Get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Nick, here is Premiership cap Tom Lonigan.
Nick, Jared Roughead's down at the St Kilda and working a lot with the forwards. What have you learnt from him? He's obviously got a wealth of experience and played in a lot of big games, premierships and all that. What are some of the things that he's taught you over the last few months?
Probably the biggest one with me is just finishing off our work up forward. He's really hard on us at training and finishing our goals, and especially with the small forwards, we don't get a lot of opportunities. So it's really been hard on us about that, and the other one's probably just really getting around our teammates and rewarding effort from others up in the forward line. Small forwards can be a pressure act sometimes, or a big guy getting it to the ground. He just really wants us to be a tight-knit unit up in the forward line and really get around each other and reward those big efforts from guys. So it's probably the biggest thing from him for me.
Yeah, and another one, just one of your recruits, Dougal Howard. I was impressed with his performance as a key back. He's provides that big body and height down back, and played on Aaron Norton, did a really good job today. Has he fitted into the group, and what does he bring?
Yeah, he's quite quick for a tall guy. So I thought his closing speed today and the job he did on Norton was brilliant. He's actually quite a good leader around the group, so it's good to get those guys that have played at the level a lot and come into the club. And really, he's fit in seamlessly, so yeah, he's been really good for us and leader of the club for sure.
Nick, just a little about you.
I've got to jump into the meeting, yep.
Not at all. Well done. Game 12, talking to K-Rock Footy. He's got plenty on his plate. Nick, we appreciate your time. Geelong Marine World, cruising, fishing or fun? Get on the water with Geelong Marine World.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.